This will be our very special Christmas episode.
Hey, Christmas.
It is our episode 10 too.
That's right. And Shabby Aldo as well.
Oh, okay, great.
It's on the 20th, right?
Yeah.
Happy Aldo, everybody.
Happy Allah, Merry Christmas, welcome to our Merry Christmas episode.
I love it.
I have been keeping a secret from you. I have a very special Christmas gift for you that I told you that I have for you. That is a digital
gift.
You
gave me a gifts already.
Yeah, well, I have the real gift for you.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, he can't hear me. I'm about to send him his Christmas gift. Alright.
Jingle halal.
All I want for halal Christmas is you. You and you and you. Jingle halal.
Okie dokie.
Hello, Amir. Who is this? This is Sarp. I loved your name, by the way. I mean, my cousin's son's name is Amir. Yeah, it's a great name. Hi, and just aware that you are Persian. Oh my God, I have a lot of Persian friends, especially in Turkey. I didn't see a lot in US. In Los Angeles, there are so many Armenians, Persians. And to be honest, if somebody told me 2 years ago that I will transform from a bad boy, maybe the baddest boy on the planet with one of those resume, to such a guy, I would laugh at him with my ass. And I would probably say, go see a therapist, mental. It's not happening. But you know what? It happened. And do you know why? Because in Turkish, we have a saying. Use that in your podcast, huh? Babaz and Banter. I love that. Use that Turkish saying. Aww. Eat big bites, but don't say big words. Because it finds you back. And I said a lot of big words, brother. I mean, I said, me, serious relationship? Come on. You are kidding. Go fuck yourself. I'm not regretful about her. I'm regretful about the serious relationship. It brings a lot of new responsibilities, duties, struggles, difficulties. Take the garbage out, Sarper. Take the dog out, Sarper. We need to go Ralph's grocery store, shopping, Sarper. Drive me to there, Sarper. Carry this, Sarper. There is a fly in the house. Catch him, sir. What the fuck? Take care of yourself. And for our religion, I'm also a Muslim. We don't say Merry Christmas, everything, but it's fun, you know? Jingle bell, jingle bell. Look at this, brother. I mean, don't say it, but it looks like a butterfly on a horse dick. I'm talking too much. I'm cute, but I have to mute. Bye.
Wow. That was fun to
be official. Just the thumbnail alone was like cracked me up. Once I got the email, it was like fun. your cameo is ready.
Nice
I was
surprise.
Like, I can't wait.
I know, right?
To this. And he talks and talks and talks. I was like, thank you, sir.
I know, it's funny.
Thank you for talking for 4 minutes. I know. And now we got a clip, Sarper saying Bubba's and Banter now for our podcast. So.
Exactly, right? We should
yeah, Merry Christmas. I thought that's how I found out. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I was like, oh, I found out Sarper is Muslim. It's because I got the video back and he was like, I'm Muslim too. And I wasn't sure, but when I saw the video and he was like, I'm Muslim like you. And I don't mind doing Christmas. It's fun. It's silly. So I didn't know that. But apparently he's Muslim. So, and now that I know, I'm like, that is actually a really good example of like, all different types of Muslims and different types of people practicing their faith. Because Sarper Muslim is very different from Mahmoud Muslim.
Our topic of our conversation tonight is going to be sunny.
Shall we?
Oh, man. Yeah, what do you want for Christmas?
How about you just get me another cameo from Sarper? I would love one back.
Oh yeah, okay.
So let's get into it.
So as soon as I thought that this list that I had, disappointing people was shrinking, we have a new character that made the list and went all the way to the top of the list, and that is, drumroll, Sunny. Oh my God, I'm still
Now I'm you're pissed so at angry Sonny.
About this guy.
Why? Because he's not he's being like, honest about wanting her to convert.
You know, the way Rory used to call him, he's a kid. He's a kid. He's a child. It's like,
how old is Sonny again?
What are you doing? Why are you letting your dad, you know, talk to Vale like that? You know? And they went out to dinner, you know, before going out, they went out shopping, you know, to find a dress for Vea. And I don't understand why they cannot go and find a normal dress. Why does it have to be dressed that kind of reminds her of the way she was brought up?
No, I think and the way, you know? I don't think it's the garment itself. I think it's the concept of being told what to wear. I don't think it was that specific garment. I think she has major religious trauma and she needs to go to therapy. It seems like she hasn't done any therapy. She hasn't, not just religious trauma. She has so many traumas and she can't even, you saw like even just the idea of being told to cover her tattoos made her almost have a panic attack when they were trying to figure out what to wear. You know?
Right. But what I'm saying is that why can't you get just a regular, like a dress? Why does
or
it
like
have
long
to be
sleeves
like that?
And pants?
You know, that you can see through your you can see your arms with the tattoos on it. The whole purpose of the changing of the dress was just so it's covered up.
Yeah, what the hell? I was like, why are we picking organza after all of this? And because in and then Sunny was like, great, you can't see your tattoos, and I'm like, she's wearing two layers of organza. That's not going to cover tattoos. I don't understand.
No, it doesn't make sense at all.
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense
weird.
At all, first of all.
Yeah.
Second, you know how your dad is. The least he can do is prep Vea for this meeting.
Yeah, all
just
he
say,
said
okay,
was...
my dad is going to say this. Yeah. He's like traditional. He's like pig-headed. He's like all kinds of stuff. So if he says this... just say, yeah, no, yes him to death so we can get on with this. But he doesn't do any of that.
I know.
You know?
He just sat there.
And they go in there, and first off, you know, the dad says, you know, like, oh, you look healthier in the pictures.
Oh, my God. That was so
and
Sonny mean.
Says, oh, he means that you were chubbier in them. And in another word, you know, you look sickly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he says... oh, and you look tired. It's like, give me a break.
So he's rude.
Like, and Sonny doesn't say anything at all. He's like, I don't know. I don't know what he's supposed to say. But at the same time, you know, he kept going on and on about, you know, religion, tattoos. He says, the tattoo totally wrong. Tattoo totally wrong. It's like, take it off. You can maybe take it off in 2 months, 3 months. What are you talking about? You can't take tattoos off. I mean, you can. I don't understand. You have to know at least that tattoos are permanent, and you can't really. It's not a sticker you can take off and wash with soap and water and get rid of it.
Yeah, I don't know why he kept saying that. That was weird. I don't know why he kept saying that. I don't know if he was referring to like tattoo removal. I don't know if he even knows about that, but
he didn't know what he was saying. He just didn't like what he saw.
There was so many things bothering me about that scene. There was both of them were bothering me. Like obviously the dad, forget it. Like that's a given. Like anyone who you meet them for the first time and you're immediately judging their life and they're just like, shut up. Like you don't know this person.
Yeah.
How dare you come and tell a stranger? I would never, even if someone sat in front of me and they lived a lifestyle I completely disagreed with, I would never be like, what you're doing is not good. Your life is not good. I would never, ever in a million years. Okay. I understand the circumstance is different because it's, you're meeting someone that your son wants to marry. I get that, but no way there's that.
And then she said, Sonny likes my tattoos, and Sonny does not say a word.
There is
the other
thing that was bothering me is that this girl has no social etiquette or decorum whatsoever. So the dad already forget it. I'm done with the dad. The dad already sucks. But in order to maybe for Sonny's sake, just to try to make things a little bit easier, she has none of it. She doesn't understand how to conduct herself. She's very childish. And again, because of her upbringing, she doesn't understand how to act in situations where maybe just zip it for now. This guy's an just zip it and share how you feel later. She can't do that. And she's an instigator. Right. She's like almost like a angsty teen with a chip on her shoulder. You know, she's kind of like.
Yeah, but at the same time, I like the way she stood her ground.
I don't know. Said, it's like, it's kind of like, what are you going to do? Fight the guy?
You're
going to square up with him? Like,
no, but at least she said what.
You
were waiting for Sunny to say something.
Yes.
In a way to like say something in my defense. Say anything at all.
So then the third.
And he didn't say anything.
The third.
To defend her at all.
I agree. So everybody was pissing me off. So the dad pissed me off. Vaya pissed me off because of that. And then Sunny pissed me off the most because it's like, here's another guy again who it's like, you want to say, I'm a good Muslim. I'm a good Muslim boy. I'm a good Muslim son, this and that. But you want your American woman.
Which is total bull because if you're so such a Muslim, you don't take a shower in front of millions of people and, you know, you're being filmed and all that.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to work. Sorry.
Yeah, from the very beginning, he knew that she has to convert. And yet he just went on with it.
Yeah, he finally admitted this episode. Yeah. He finally admitted to the commentary. She doesn't know yet, but yeah, it's not going to work unless she converts. Are you kidding
me? So then what did you do this for? You just wanted to have a girlfriend and to be on TV and get a paycheck? What is it?
Paycheck. Why do you keep saying that? The paycheck is not the first. This is the first season that they're in. They're not even getting paid that. They're probably getting like $500 an episode or something. That's not even that much.
Well, listen, it's like, first of all, he's meeting somebody new. He's meeting somebody from America. He's having a good time and he's getting the money. And he's being on TV.
They're not getting that much money.
He's
it's not enough of an incentive, is what I'm saying, to like blow up
life. That's not the main thing, though. That's part of it, you know. He's doing all of this. He's lying and, you know, he's being, hypocritical. But at the same time, you know, he's getting paid too for it. And that's what makes good TV. So that's why he's doing it. And, you know, he lied to her. And, you know, he tells her that, you know, you need to convert. And there's no way she's going to go for that. She already, you know, told him that. And I'm just glad that she stood her ground. You know, she says, these are my tattoos and I like them. And there's a reason behind them. And I'm not going to convert, you know. And, you know, his dad kept saying, you know, you have to convert and, you know, you're Christian. And she's saying, it's like, not everybody, you know, it's like she's thinking it, but she's not saying it. Like, not all Americans are all Christians, you know. And even we're not practicing Christians, you know. What do you want me to say? And, you know, with the anxiety attack, she had to get up and leave. And, you know, Sunny was just like, indifferent to that. And then, you know, they said goodbye. And then he came out and, you know, tried to talk to her and calm her down and all that. And that was the end of that. But I was just so mad at, you know, Sunny not realizing the fact that, okay, you realize the fact that your dad is like that. So explain it to her, prep her. And when you are there and she's saying these things because insulting her, you know, say something, defend her, you know. And he said nothing. It's like, you know, he's like, your boss is there and you have to say, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. And goodbye. Thank you for coming. I hope you're not upset. And that's all he said to his dad. And he took off.
Yeah. That's annoying.
It's like, what the hell?
It looked like from next episode, they're probably gonna end things. I mean, no one's making it this season. Of all the new couple, everybody's new. Everybody's new. No one's making it.
Well, with the Brian and Ingrid are over finally.
Yeah. And you know what? you were so confident. You're like, next week, Brian's going to go bye-bye. And I kept thinking, you never know. These couples, they vacillate. And they literally like had a whole wrap-up. And he was like, yeah, and this and that. And they show Brian. And they say bye-bye. And they wrapped him up. Done. Bye.
Yeah. Why are we seeing Brian again? And he says, you know what? I really did my best.
What are you saying?
You did your best by lying and you know, saying all those, you know, nasty things to her that, you know, that she's after your money.
Yeah, and he keeps being
like, you
didn't
tell her the truth from the beginning about your life.
I caught it before it was too late. I caught it. Like she was really like some nasty person who was really taking advantage.
Right.
I got none of that from Ingrid. None of that.
I know.
You know?
I know?
And I don't know if there was something happening behind the scenes or what, but based off of what we saw, you know, I don't know where he pulled this out of his ass pretty much the last second.
Yeah, exactly.
And he stuck with it. I guess that was his whole thing because he didn't want to look stupid at the end of like, oh crap, what am I going to do? Yeah. Because she still doesn't want me and I'm embarrassed. So let me just cut my losses and leave and just say, blame it on her. Which is such a cowardly thing to do in the end of it.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. And, you know, he's all the way at the end, he says, oh, maybe I have to work on myself. Yeah, you really do.
Stupid.
There's no more engagements, no more marriages for you. Just be with your family and, you know, live your life and stop lying to people, you know, and stop, you know, hiding and lying and deceiving people. Just live your life, for God's sake.
I know. Next.
And then, so we are done with Brian and Ingrid. And next is, who do we see? We see,
I'm going to get so angry.
Niles and Matilda.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I thought you were going to say Adnan.
Niles is talking.
I don't even want to.
Well, we could.
I don't want to go there.
Whichever you want to do.
I don't want to talk about it. It makes me so angry. Like, I'm going to start shaking. I really.
How about that? I need Airbnb that Adnan rented.
I need you.
Like 1,000 steps from the street.
I need you to put your anger, because your anger energy is picking these men off one by one, put it towards Adnan and get this off the show.
I know, right? Yeah, well, I don't know. It seems like his family really, they really liked our girlity. Like,
I don't give a shit.
You know,
his
mom
him.
Is like, just take this kid out of my sight. We've had, what are they, how many siblings? Like 11 or something?
He's supposed to be the youngest of 11. You still want to force this woman to have children? You probably,
I don't know, that brother.
She probably has like 100.
Younger than him.
I know. She probably has like 100 grandkids. That's not enough?
Yeah.
You want to continue forcing
Apparently
people?
Not.
Number
not.
One. Number That's two, not. you raised right. is a loose word.
Right.
Loose word.
Right.
What does this man do? Huh? What does he do?
Nothing.
He can't do
shit. Wealthy.
Did you hear what she said when she was like, you know what it's like having children? Excuse me. You don't have children. You have a bunch of grown men. You can leave them. Yeah. Remember?
You have a soccer team.
Yeah, remember, you have a soccer team of grown
That's
men.
That's part of being in a wealthy family, that everything is taken care of for you. And, you know, and, you know, mom is going to spoil his son. So. You know, I was really surprised how much Tiger Lee was able to cook and with all the groceries that he bought for her. And, I mean, the food looked horrible, but, yeah. Well, Adnan went shopping, so you can't blame her. Totally. And she didn't know how to use the oven. And he, you know, she asked for help. And Adnan says, I don't know. I don't cook.
Yeah. So it's the fact that all he does is he just mirrors what she says, which is weird. I don't know if it's him trying to learn English or what. But it's like, even if you were speaking Arabic, you wouldn't just like repeat what people say. You would have a response, right? And the other thing is, every time they show him, it's like dead behind the eyes. It's like crickets upstairs. Like, I just feel like he thinks about absolutely nothing or himself.
Right. And
what?
And she says, why did you buy a pumpkin? He says, because I saw it in the movie. So I bought one.
Bruh.
Which movie did... Have you seen a movie about Thanksgiving? I'm not so sure. I've never seen a movie
I've never seen a Thanksgiving movie. I have no idea what he's talking
it's
about.
It's always a Christmas movie. Never seen a pumpkin
I don't know,
in any
man. I hate this guy so much. everything about him, like the zero effort of trying
to
help.
Spoiled. He's a spoiled child, you know. And then next on, she says, "Oh, the mom keeps asking them, like, where's my grandchild? You know, I want, you know, my grandchild as soon as possible."
Like it's a, like a rent payment or something.
I know, right? And then next on, Tiger Lily says that to him that, well, you know,
you forgot to mention that he wants to go back to Jordan once a month. You forgot to say that.
Yeah, exactly. Every once a month, once every 2 months, he wants to go back. Yeah. She says, well, there are other ways to have a child, you know, and then he says, yeah, second marriage, third marriage, fourth marriage.
What is this?
And then Tiger Lily says, well, there are ways that I can kill you, throw you off the bridge, choke you to death.
Yeah, she's like, you pick. Yeah, Tiger Lily is not going to agree to that. Adnan's...
And who's going to afford that? I mean, that's, you know, you have to be...
Again, I still don't know where... I don't know where his money is coming from. I also don't know where the family's money is coming from. Because if there's 11 or 12 children, that's a lot of money to be able to live like that and have that many children. All right, now we can go to Niles and Matilda now that I've calmed down a little bit.
This was the funniest scene ever when Niles decides to go to Mr.
One where
Ark
he says, put your
money.
Hands behind your back.
He wants to pull up a chair to sit down. He said, what are you doing? Stand up. Put the chair
Poor
aside.
Niles.
Put your hands beside and behind you and you know, ask if you can, you know, sit. And Niles is like, he has no choice at this point. He has to listen to Mr. Ark because he wants to ask for money. So he's listening to everything. And Mr. Ark says, I'm your daddy now. And he's Mr. Ark is loving every minute of it.
No.
And he says, okay. He's like, okay, you can take the chair. You can sit down. And he sits down. And they start talking.
Niles.
And, you know.
Right before he wants to ask the question, he's like, I need to ask you a question. Do I need to do something? Can I ask you? Or do I need to stand up? Or Poor guy. He's like scared. He's like,
well, Mr. Ark was telling him, well, I'm so happy that you're getting married. And, you know, and he was on this path of, you know, being happy and congratulations. And, you know, it's going to be great. And Niles says, well, I have to ask you something. He says, what is it? He says, well, I don't have enough money to get married. I was going to ask you if you can lend me some money to get, you know, to get married and everything.
Yeah.
He says, well, at least I hope, you know, you be able to take care of Matilda once she comes to. And he says, well, talking about. Saying that is like, I don't have a job right now. So I don't have money. I need to borrow some. And I don't have a job either to take care of Matilda right now. So Mr. Ark keeps saying that, okay, so at some point you'll be able to take care of her, right? That I want to make sure that when Matilda comes to U.S. and you take care of her in a month and in 2 months, and he says, okay, I can take care of Matilda in 3 months, and he says, yes, and you can take care of Matilda in 3 months, and he says, I think maybe 4 months. And he keeps extending the length of time when he can come back and take Matilda back to U.S.
Well, didn't he say, like, he doesn't really know? Because isn't his plan to...
Well, he doesn't know, and the point is, like, he was changing the length of time that he's going to come back and take Matilda back to U.S., and Mr. Ark is not objecting to any of it. He's like, wait a second, didn't you just say 3 months? Now it's 4 months, and maybe it's 5 months? What the hell's going on? He doesn't say anything, and he says, okay, let's go and dress you up right now. And he's so happy about it. Let's go.
Yeah, what is going on with that? I don't understand what's happening because he's so hot and cold, Mr. Ark.
Yeah, well, when you're a person like that, you have that kind of personality, you know, people stay away from you. So you're kind of, when something like this happens, he's happy that people will ask for his advice and they come to him and talk to him and listen to him. Remember when Matilda said that, you know, he's kind of weird, you know, she had an argument with him and all that because he's, you know, nobody, you know, goes near him because, yeah, his behavior is kind of, you know, weird. Hmm. You know, the way he talks to, you know, even the way you talk to Niles is like, did I say you could sit down, put the chair aside? You know, all these things, like, they're weird. I mean, Niles is listening to him, but, you know, so he kind of welcomes that. So he's happy that somebody finally likes to talk to him and, you know, seek his advice.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they say, okay, then, you know, let's go. No, we'll go dress you up and we'll pay for it. I'll take care of it. Not knowing that Niles could go to the U.S. and probably not be back for another year. Because these things, the visa process is going to take time. And plus the fact that he has no money. And what are you going to put down on the application for, you know, supporting someone who's coming from another country here? You have to show at least minimum, you know, amount of income. You have to be able to support another person as long as they're here.
So do you think it's going to just delay?
He doesn't have any of that right now.
Delay the approval?
You know? Yeah. I mean, how are you going to, what are you going to put down? Okay, you come back to U.S. First thing you're going to do, you're going to have to file an application. You have to write down all this information about your income, how long you've been employed for, and how much money you make per year, plus the fact he might need an attorney to do all these things for him because,
yeah,
you know, he might not be able to. And then how are you going to pay the attorney? He doesn't have money to, he doesn't have $300 to his name.
I know. People have said so on the show that it takes like thousands of dollars, like tens of thousands.
Exactly, yeah.
So.
And then, you know, even if you have that job, you have to show like you've been employed for the past 2-3 years, that, you know, the government knows that you have a steady income and you've been able to hold a job for that period of time, and you can make the money to support someone else.
Yeah.
So I don't know how any of that
he's not going to be able to commit to that 5 month
not at all.
Whatchamacallit.
And he was, you know, he was just saying those things and not being honest, because he should have told him that this is what's going to happen. And now that cat is out of the bag and he told him all those things, you know, 4 months, 3 months, 5 months, and they're going to get married. He's going to come back and he's going to leave Matilda with Mr. Ark and the entire family and relatives wondering what will happen to Niles. He's gone, you know. And it's really a bad situation for everybody. You know, that's on Niles, I think. You know, before,
boo,
you know, you go planning to do stuff like that, think about the finances, you know.
He said thinking about that.
Exactly. So that's the dilemma you end up with. Yep. So, but Mr. Ark is happy. He's going to have at least one day that, you know, he'll have somebody, you know,
by his side,
be at his side, being somebody's daddy and mommy and listening to him, you know.
That's sad.
And next, who we talk about?
Lauren and Faith.
They went through all that tattoo by hand thing. Lauren called it like, hold
stick
on.
Stick and poke.
Let me find exactly. No. Lauren called it
stick and poke.
Couple bonding, next level. he wanted to bond with Faith, so he went and bought from some, you know, some store.
He's gonna get an infection.
I think what happened is like he probably had some antibiotic left over,
and he was like, "Fuck it, so let's just do this."
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna eat, you know, chicken intestines and do, you know, handmade tattoos and hand carved tattoo. And she was going at it. She was like banging on that thing like it's no tomorrow. And, you know, and the end product, it looked like they wanted to do flag of Philippines and you know, the word F for faith or something like that.
Like a bruise. And it ended up
like a couple of lines and nothing else. It just looked so bad, yeah. You know? There wasn't much color in it either.
Lauren bothers me so much.
So then he goes to a magic shop trying to find something to, in a way of proposing to her, to find something that Faith might like, that, you know, he can do just the way Faith did when he arrived in Philippines with the rose, remember?
Yeah.
With the light and the rose, yeah. And, you know, she did it, you know, with grace and, you know, it was cute.
Yeah.
And so he goes to this, you know, magic shop, not knowing anything about magic and trying to find something that he can propose to Faith. And then the manager comes from the back, and because nobody can help him, apparently. Salespeople have no clue. The owner comes to the front and starts showing him these different ways of, you know, how you can tie the ring, the engagement ring, to something that either will pop out or you can pull out.
Couldn't
or
he
something
have thought of that on his own? Like, her. Why did you need help with that? It's like,
I haven't. That's Lauren for you. He has no
like.
Clue
it what takes someone to tell you, "Hey, just tie it to a scarf." Like
anything other than something. Do something you're more. But he has no clue. He has no idea how to do this thing. Like, he just wants to stay in Philippines. He wants to get married ASAP. He doesn't care. Hmm. So he finally found this, like, you know, rainbow, like, piece of cloth that he could pull out. It's like a, it doesn't, you keep pulling at it. It looks like, it's like a little box, but it has
a little
lot
endless
of
scarf
that,
thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
Endless scarf, yeah. So they go to a park and they have a picnic together. And he says, well, I have a surprise for you. And then, you know, they're drinking wine and cheese and crackers or whatever. What? Or fruit. I think she brought some fruit.
Why are you laughing? So he says, it
reminds me of Family Chantal. Cheese and cracker. Table set up. So anyway, so they're sitting down and then he starts pulling the scarf out of the little box, little tin can it looked like.
Yeah.
And then the ring comes out and he says, I'm pulling this cloth. Oh, look, there's a ring at the end. And that's all he says. And he's waiting. And Faith is looking at him like, is this a trick? Or what are you,
you know
what are you
pissed
trying to
me
do?
Off the most is that he still had his backpack like in his lap. And he's sitting there like a potato. Bubba,
yeah.
Move the backpack over. Yeah, you know, get on one matter. Knee. Yeah. You know, dust off your, you know, pants a little bit. Come on, guys.
Yeah, he has
like,
no clue. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Come on. Yeah.
And then he keeps dangling this ring. So what do you say? So what do you think? So what he says? Are you kidding me? And she's like, she's so confused about this thing. And, you know. She says, as a trans woman, she never thought that anyone would love her and want to marry her. So, you know, you feel bad for her that, you know, she has to, in a way, she feels like this is her only hope.
I don't want her to settle.
To be with someone.
I don't want her to settle. And yeah, she deserves so much more.
But at this point, I mean, she hasn't been with anybody for all this time, all her life. And this is the first person.
Okay,
that,
so don't settle
know,
for the
along.
First person. Let this be your first boyfriend. Okay, fine. Don't marry
him.
You
never know. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's gonna end up well, but at least for now, she said yes. She said yes, and, you know, he said, we're gonna, hopefully we go see an immigration attorney tomorrow and get married ASAP. So what are you talking about? You can't get married in the Philippines anyway.
Yeah, what?
Trans woman.
Yeah, what is he
it's
saying?
It's illegal. It's like you're leaving tomorrow. You want to see an immigration attorney and get married ASAP? What is going on here? I don't understand.
I don't understand what he means
either.
They
just say goodbye to the security guard and they leave the park. And that's the end of that. That was the end of... Faith and Lauren. And then We also saw Joe Magda.
Not for Magna. Like a second, not even.
Yeah, they kind of agree to disagree for now and just have a good time. It's just like, we're going to put our arguments aside and just have fun today. So they went to the park or I think to the beach or somewhere. They had a picnic and, you know.
She said that weird thing about her dad.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird because she was like, she signed papers so that way he.
Name, she said. Yeah.
It's like that. Whatever he did to her must have been so bad because she's a legal adult. So it's like, you know, what does that even do at this point? It's really just for her. So she's really wants to distance herself a lot from this man. Exactly. So.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't know. I don't know if they're gonna even talk about it.
Yeah. I thought from the promo of the next episode where she goes, I told her that you slept with someone else, and his face, his eyes like bug out, and he goes, why would you tell her that?
I know, why you do that? It's like you want why would you tell her that? He's like Faith saying, telling her family. Like this guy has illness of the whores. You're telling your family that.
You love saying that. Any opportunity you can say that, you say it.
Well, those are one of the one-liners from 90 Day. You got to hold on to those. And then Joe says, we have to give. Then they brought wine, so they want to, you know, cheer. They said, let's give eye contact while cheersing.
Who said that?
Joe to Magda.
Wait, I feel stupid. Wait, I feel stupid. I say that.
Cheersing?
Yeah.
Is that a word? Cheersing?
No, but I say that. I feel stupid. What am I supposed to say?
Yeah, we have to ask our audience. Is there such a word, cheersing?
What am I supposed to say? While cheers? Cheers? Cheering? Cheering? Cheering?
Yeah,
cheering. That's cheering is like, yeah, woo, yeah. While cheersing.
There's got to be a word for it. I don't know if cheersing is the right one.
I say that. Oh, no. I'm like, Joe. When you said that, my heart dropped. I was like, wait.
Wait a second. Am I as
stupid as Joey?
What the hell's going on?
Anyway, actually, I thought they were not going to air an episode next week because of the holidays, but they are going to air an episode, so
right.
Let's see. Maybe we'll record next week anyway, but this will be our special Kitty Smith edition. But Merry Kitty Smith to everyone. Happy holiday.
Happy Yalda.
Happy Shabbat Yalda.
Yalda Mubarak.
Chodafis. Thanks for listening.
Well, yeah, thank you everyone for listening, and hope you'll join us again next week on another episode of 90 Day React, Bubbas, and Banter. See, I can say it.
You can say it. Episode 10.
All I want for Christmas is you. You and you and you. Jingle Hell.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. Just a quick note, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not reflect those of our employers. Our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.